Hello, and welcome to Living Vertical Radio, where we change the narrative of media by introducing you to creative and innovative individuals that inspire you with their unique stories. Our host is Cystine Duckworth, and you can call in or Skype into this program by calling 1-646-668-2928 #1. Please make sure your surrounding area is quiet because this is a live program. One Sure Sign Mobile Notary of Frisco, Texas provides professional notary service across the Dallas metro area. Our notary professionals are ready to help you with loan closings, power of attorney, fingerprinting, and other notary services. We meet you at your location of choice, your home, office, hospital, or local coffee shop, convenient to your schedule. Reliable, professional, and affordable. One Sure Sign is happy to support Living Vertical Radio here in Texas. Mention you heard this ad on Living Vertical for $5 off any notary service. Interested in advertising on our podcast with a listening audience of over 800,000? You can do a 15-second business ad, a 30-second radio ad, or a 10-minute interview radio ad. Our prices start out at $50. Contact us at info@verticalmediagroup.com. Our pricing is made to give everyone the ability to advertising no matter the budget. Thank you. And here's your host, Cystine Duckworth.
Welcome, everyone, and how are you today? Welcome to Woman on the Rise program. It's a vertical product. We've been doing Women on the Rise since 2010 with my partner, the late Norman Anderson. And one of the things why we started this program is because we felt that women need to have more than just something to read about when it comes to establishing a business or pursuing their passion. And what better way to do that than to have women tell their stories about how they either left corporate America, how they started their own business. Maybe they were a stay-at-home mom and the kids finally were grown and gone. But our mission is to support these women and the women that are coming up. You know, many women don't understand just how important women-owned businesses are in this country and how much do they do participate and give so much to the community and to the country. And today we are talking to two women in Atlanta. Let me tell you about Kimberly Green and Cheryl Anderson. So Kimberly is born in New York, moved to Atlanta at an early age, and Cheryl is an Atlanta native. She's actually raised up in public housing in North Fort, Virginia, and now she's in Atlanta. So we're going to bring both of these ladies on and talk about their mission to help everyone become, what can I say, have good credit? I don't know, but I love the idea that these two women are working in the financial industry, and what I mean by that, because so many of us have been neglected in telling and figuring out how to have better credit. We just kind of been going along, and then you realize, oh my goodness, I need better credit or other issues that are you know, part of all that. So we have two ladies that this is what they do. So I'd like to welcome to our program Cheryl Anderson and Kimberly Green. Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Great to be here.
Great. It's great to have you on here. I know it took a while. You guys have been busy. You know, I'm going to tell you one thing you can say about women and women who are entrepreneurs. We're busy for real all the time. So I'm just so grateful to have you on our program. You know, our Start Vertical Radio Start and Women on the Rise Start program actually started in Atlanta, where Norman Anderson was living at the time. So we have a lot of Atlanta audience that we love to death and just love. I haven't been there in about a year, but I'd love to come back this summer and participate. So let's talk about, we don't go into so many things in this program because what we're interested in is how you did it and how you're doing it, what's your success, and how can we get other individuals a piece of what you're doing or to become successful in what they're doing. So let's talk about your background. Cheryl, Kimberly, whichever want to start, let's talk about your background up to coming into this business together.
I'll let Kimberly go ahead and start, but I wanted to say something about Norman. I knew Norman here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Did some work with him in the acting circuit. Yeah, wow. It's a small world. So, again, I am honored to be here tonight.
Oh, I'm happy. You know what? Thank you for saying that. When I saw your name, I was like, oh, remind me of Norman. But, I'm always so happy to hear from individuals that knew Norman. And so this is just a great, you know, opportunity to be able to continue doing what he thought was just really a worthy program. Thank you for saying that, Cheryl.
Absolutely. He was a great guy.
Yeah,
okay,
very
Kimberly.
Much so. I have to concur.
Start.
I will. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay, awesome. But, yes, I just wanted to tag on the fact that Norman was definitely a great guy and is still sorely missed these days. So your question, and thank you so much again. Let me say thank you again for having us on. And, yes, it did take us a minute. And as you know, women, working women, period, let alone entrepreneurs, we are busy and we are typically everything that the business needs for sustenance and thriving. And so that keeps us even busier. And I'm just so glad to be here. And what I love so much about finding this particular vehicle, being able to partner with this company and help others, is that it makes life easier on so many levels. You know, yes, it is for me a business, but what I love is that I'm helping people. That's what really drives me. And so with partnering with this company, being able to provide an avenue to credit restoration and repair and other financial literacy items such as a will, which we tend to not have in our communities, and you know, great budgeting and a few other things, a life insurance and a few other things, you know, what makes me really proud is that I can deliver those things to our community, that I can help empower women, that I can pull alongside someone shoulder to shoulder and say, hey, listen, I've been where you are. I know what that's like. I am truly a product of the product, which means my credit score needed some help. It needed life support. It needed shocking. It needed everything. It needed some IV, whatever you want to call it. And so, and so having been in that situation and growing out of that, you know, I have firsthand experience. I have results that I can talk about, not just from what I've experienced to encourage someone and to give them proof, but then also from my colleagues who have also gone this route, you know, and have tremendous stories of success as well. And then not just the success in the business, but being able to use the enhanced credit, being able to use the financial literacy knowledge to bridge to other things. Because typically in these days, if you're an entrepreneur, you're not just doing one thing. You know, we always talk about multiple streams of income, and that means doing more than one thing. So usually if we've gotten that entrepreneur bug or we were born entrepreneurs, we're not trying to slave away to build someone else's dream. We want to work to build our own so that we can meet the needs of the people around us and help them also reach the dreams that they want to accomplish.
Great. I mean, I do love the aspect of you in the financial literacy business, because it's a huge, I think it's a huge area that is missed. It's a huge area that people don't really understand. I'll tell you personally, I was like, you know, I always paid things from cash and whatnot. And so then it catches me that, oh, that, you know, to really work through this system, you need to have
you know, some established credit. And I was like, oh, my God, it was like pulling teeth. But let me ask you, as a transformational coach, how many transformations have you truly seen by teaching financial literacy?
That is a great question. And my transformational coaching actually started before I partnered with this company. So to answer your question directly, I personally have 7 people that I'm coaching through that, and that's been since the February of this year, okay, in partnering with this company, yes. And then prior to that, several. And also because I am a minister, I have had experience, you know, in other organizations with the church in various aspects as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And before we go on, let's get over to Cheryl. Cheryl, tell us about your, you know, your rising up to this point. I mean, you know, growing up in public housing, and you talk about family pathology, which is really a great, you know, interesting thing. I know that, you know, old-fashioned people say generational curses, but it's actually really is family pathology. That can be broken if you're willing to break it. So how did you break the the pathology that was set in your family?
Well, I can tell you it started really early for me. I just didn't fit in. I didn't fit in with the whole idea of being in a project and living off the system. And not having things, it was set in my mind a long time ago because my grandmother actually raised me. And she raised me with a fifth grade education. I never knew that we were in the projects. I never knew that we were poor. I didn't know until I got older. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is the project that I see on TV, Good Times type of project? I didn't know that.
Right.
And, and she instilled that in me every holiday I had gifts. And so that helped me to be able to grow up and say, I want more. I want better. I didn't want the same life. And many of my family, many people I grew up with are still there. I just knew that it wasn't for me. And so as a young mom, I had my daughter when I was 16 years old. Even then, I knew in my mind that I was destined for greater things. And so I set my mind up on pushing and going for those things that I knew that I deserved and I was here on this earth to get. I knew that the generational curses that my family had, early pregnancy, teenage pregnancy, abuse, alcoholism, and all those things, I knew I didn't want that either. But I was now a teenage mom. And so my mom had me at 16. My grandma had her at 16. So I was like, okay, 16 years old, let's not do this again. So I began to make sure my husband and I that our daughter was not going to fall victim to those generational cycles and curses. And so it made me even more powerful in my push to not go there and to not be that same person that I saw so often in my family and in the neighborhood, in the community. And I knew that financially it had to be better. So, of course, we're not taught financial literacy in schools. We're not taught that in our households. We're not taught that. We have to learn by falling down, bumping our heads, and getting back up again and trying to do it all over again. I did all of that, and I put my kids in a position where we were in an apartment. We were struggling. And I'm like, wait a minute, I knew my grandma could do it with a fifth grade education. I can do it, too, with a high school diploma. And I wanted my daughter and my sons to have college degree. I wanted them to be better. We all strive, right, for our kids to do to be better than we were. And that was it was a giant push for me. I'm really resilient. I had so many things going in my life, and I knew that this one thing, I knew I could control my future in that aspect. I knew I wasn't going to go in the same path as I've seen so much. So I became a realtor. I knew I wanted to help people not be in the same position. I began to educate myself on the do's and don'ts, how, because I bumped my head, tried to figure it out, and did it all over again. And 18 years ago, almost 19 years ago now, I became a real estate agent. And I've been helping people to see their dream, to find a purpose, yeah, to do what their family members didn't and couldn't do. And now they're able to do that. And in doing that, I found a greater purpose within me. And I understood then all that I'd gone through was for now. Wasn't for me, it was, mm-hmm, for the people that I can help and touch. And that's what we're here for, right? To help other people.
Right.
And
right,
when I came, right, so, and even as a real estate agent, it was funny because, it's not funny, ha-ha, but it's funny just thinking about it. 2011, I lost my home to foreclosure as a real estate agent.
Okay.
And I asked, mm-hmm, people, have you ever met a real estate agent that can't keep her own house? And it's a lot of them. And people are shocked to know that. But I was, mm-hmm, one of them, and I knew then, no, okay, we're going backwards here. We're not progressing.
Right.
Fast forward to when I found out about this company a little over 4 years ago, it opened my eyes to all the things that I was trying to find out on my own. It just wasn't available in the schools and the homes,
mm-hmm,
you know, those types of places I didn't know. So this company taught me how to be financially literate, how to expand my knowledge of credit, how to teach my family, how to teach and be obedient to myself and my own finances. And now my credit, I'm 30 points from an 800 score. And there's not a lot of people that can say that. The access,
mm-hmm,
that I have now because of financial literacy is greater than I've ever imagined. I get emails with credit increases because I'm now a good steward over my money and my credit. I know how much to use in my utilization. I know what not to spend. I know when to make the payment. I know all of those things now. That's what Kimberly and I and our entire team are striving to do, is to help people understand that credit is truly boss. The cash, that's cute, but it's not gonna get you too far when you go get a mortgage, when you're trying to get some,
right,
real adult things, you know what I mean? It's not,
mm-hmm,
going to take you far. Even if, you know, I
know
people that drive Rolls Royces and Maybachs and
mm-hmm,
Bentleys. They can go in there,
mm-hmm,
with cash, but if they don't have a paper trail or financials, they still can't get the car.
Right, right.
People don't get that. And I'm like, you have to, mm-hmm, have financial knowledge to get anywhere in life. I mean, you can go by here, pay here, Bentley, but I mean, come on, you might ride up the road and get start smoking. You want to do things the
right
way.
Right.
That is not cute.
There's
nothing worse
than
a broke down Bentley.
Uh-uh. And you know what?
No.
I love what you say about, you know, that, you know, what do you, you know, it essentially boils down to, do you want the good stuff or you just want the stuff that look good but really is not good? Is what it really boils down to. But let me ask you a question. So, and either one of you can answer this. So how far away, and I have a reason for asking, how far away are people truly from having good credit? Because I know some individuals, they think that, well, you know, I have all this stuff and it's going to take me a couple of years to have good credit. Truly, on average, how far away would you say most individuals are from repairing their credit?
Well, first they need to get their mind right.
Uh-huh.
Because,
okay,
a lot of people are in line for Jordans. A lot of people,
mm-hmm,
buy the fancy bags and the fancy hair, and now,
uh-huh,
guys are buying the fancy beers. I mean, you're looking for vanity when at the end of the day, when you take all that stuff off, your bank account is still on life support. It has to start in your mindset.
Did you say men buying the beards?
Beards, that's what she said. That's why I giggled. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are.
I learned something
real.
New. That's new for me.
<Mm-mm>. Yes,
so
ma'am. You need to see that.
When we can,
right,
get out of thinking that everything needs to look good and not,
right,
really be good, it's, you know, it is. And nothing wrong with the, you know, Brazilian, all those BBLs and all those surgeries, nothing wrong with it. I'm not, you know, hey, I ain't even, you know, opposed to it. But you, if you look good on the outside, my husband tells me this all the time, you look good on the outside, but you can't run up a flight of stairs in an emergency, something's wrong. So if you can picture that.
Right, love that. That's right. Yeah, for sure,
Financially, you got all this money, but on paper, what are you doing? So we got to help people to understand what financial literacy really, really means. And then they're going to start prioritizing the things that they need in their life because our children need to be set up properly.
So another question I have, because I volunteer with an organization that works with women. And I would say that pretty much 100% do not have a knowledge of financial literacy at all. And I would say, so usually a lot of times when I talk to financial advisors, my number one question I'll ask them, anything that has to do with finances or credit repair, is how possible is it for a woman in her 50s or older to work on having good credit?
Well, we're both there. I'll be 49 in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll go ahead and tell my, listen, I am 52, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it is very possible because I'm doing
okay.
It is very mm-hmm. possible. Like I said, I'm a product of the product. That's where I am right now, you know, and I'm blessed to not only see the results myself and to answer you further. And, of course, we cannot guarantee results. Each case is individual. You know, the
right.
company takes a look at what the individual has on their credit report and then, you know, moves forward with assisting in that manner. Me personally, my first 2 weeks into 30 days, I saw an increase. Okay?
Okay.
And then subsequently, mm-hmm. yeah. And then subsequently from there, another increase. And, you know, so it's very, very possible. We ask everyone, you know, allow yourself at least 4 to 6 months to see something change because you didn't get into mm-hmm. that situation overnight, you know. So
mm-hmm.
don't look for the solution overnight. And
right.
when folks allow that process to happen, they are pleased with the results. You can't be pleased with anything except up, you know.
That's true.
You've been
so. Let's
go ahead. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about. I want to get into your partnership or coming together to do UCES Protection Plan, and exactly what is that? Because you guys do budgeting, credit building, debt payoff, credit. You have a plethora of financial information, and you know, and recently, and I will say this, and I really don't know what it is about some individuals, but I'll say that I've really been trying to talk to individuals about doing their will because we've had so many celebrities, especially that have passed away, and
yeah.
the money just, you know, the money and what they own just goes anywhere. And so definitely in my family, we've really been very diligent in making sure we have a will. So let's talk about let's just talk about UCES, and let's talk about how you two came together to form this partnership and to do this program.
Sure. So UCES is United Credit Education Services. And we're talking about protecting, securing, and educating you on your finances. There
mm-hmm.
are 13 services that's included. And the reason why is because, you know, you have some people that don't know how to budget. So we add that in there to help them to do that. You have people
mm-hmm.
that have some potential lawsuits that's not even all the way valid. We have attorneys to handle that. They'll see something that's not quite right, and they'll attack it. And in some cases, get compensation back for our clients. Once we remove the negative items and everything that's removed from the credit is legally
uh-huh.
removed, so it cannot be added back to the credit report. our attorneys Perfect. Make sure that that is put in place as well. Now, I want to say this. The reason why we cannot guarantee services is because we're going to do our part. We're going to – the attorneys do all the legwork. They're going to write the letters based on the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Once they write those letters and send the letters out to our clients, all they're going to do is verify the information, sign their name, and mail it off. That's all they need to do at that point. But then it's a process. So let's just say, for instance, all the negative items come off their credit report. In some cases, it can happen in the first 30 to 45 days. I had my bankruptcy to come off in the first 35 days. And what if, just let's just say Macy's, that debt came off and you went right back and did it all over again. See, once it's gone, you can go back over and apply again. And then what if you make the same mistake? Now you have another negative item on your credit. Can't guarantee what you're going to do, but we can guarantee our services. So that's why it's important to look at, and we have the financial roadmap. So it's very important that they do the work on their end so that they know exactly how to manage their own money. And once they do that, it's going to be like clockwork. They're going to know pull out their credit card what to spend and what not to spend.
Right. And that's, you know what, and that is really, you know, you said something really powerful. It really is up to that person that comes to you to make a decision that I'm going to do whatever I can to get this right. So that, you know, I think in any service of working with individuals and doing something to help, you know, part of it has to be, or I would say the majority has to be on the person that's coming to you, that they, you know, they make a commitment to themselves. And it really is a commitment to yourself to get your your financial situation right, better. Mm-hmm. So I totally get that.
They have to be ready. And even if someone is not completely ready, we put it right there in their portal, the financial roadmap, and each step we walk them through. So even if they're not quite ready mentally or, you know, physically time-consuming, if they think it's time-consuming, we're going to walk them step by step by step. It's going to work out because we're a partnership in this thing. So it's going to be fine.
Well,
they just have to know that they have to do that part. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I do know of some, you know, some situations where people say, well, you know, I really can't help you. And it's not an issue that you can't help. The issue is sometimes is that maybe they don't want to spend the time to help that person. As I go out and as I teach women and as I talk to women, my thing is always, you know, what are you doing? You know, how is this going to benefit? Can they still do this after the age of so-and-so? Can you, you know, are you willing to get in there and commit it on your end as well as the person coming to you is going to commit? Because we see it all the time. We see people, and so let me give you an example because both of you are in real estate. So let me give you an example. It was interesting that I asked a real estate person, and I'm not saying all real estate person, but I asked a real estate person about a house, and I was kind of like, okay, so what do I need to do to prepare myself to own a house? And interestingly, he really didn't want to spend a lot of time with me because I think he was kind of like, well, you know, you got to have this. I didn't have the right credit score. But, you know, and my thing is like, okay, cool. You're telling me, great, I don't. What do I need to do to be able to buy the house? So I always ask individuals and businesses, are you willing to go the extra mile? You just said, yes, we'll put this, and that's great. And that's really great because there are a lot of services that won't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a realtor, I want to make sure that they are preparing themselves for home ownership because, quite honestly, get approved and purchase a home, you pretty much get everything else that you want. So even if their plan is not to buy a house, they're right there in a position that they can do what they want to do, buy a fleet of trucks.
Absolutely.
Get a commercial property, you know, anything like that.
So, Kimberly and Cheryl, how did you two come together as a team to work this business together?
What was the meeting? What was it about the both of you that you knew, you know, we could work together on this as a team? Because, you know, we all know it's very hard sometimes, even when you have a team, to have everybody flowing in the same direction.
I'll jump in on that one first.
Yeah.
And I love the way that you just said that, because I laughed at myself and the planet, basically. Everyone I know doesn't key into Mercury being in retrograde, but it's one of the things that I've noticed that does actually mess with communication. And we happen to be in retrograde right now. So I was having a little communication issue with a different colleague. But to answer you, and it is my pleasure to answer you, I actually saw Sherelle on social media and paid attention, didn't pay attention, you know, scrolling by, said, you know, great, look at this sister doing her thing. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward a year. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing her. Oh, wow, she sold that. Oh, look, she's posting pictures. That's great. Good, great for her. Woo-hoo. Now, mind you, in my personal life, I'm transitioning. I moved from one state to another. I had, some deaths in the family. My mother took ill. There's a lot going on. And, again, just scrolling through social media, having helped a few people before when I lived in Chicago with doing credit repair, just to be helpful, not as a business, but knowing then through 2020, watching us as a people, as a nation, not really make moves that we could have made in regards to basically taking hold of the reins of our own credit repair and restoration, I was sparked then with that passion to get it done. Scrolling again through Facebook, I see Sherelle with something about credit, and I'm like, hold up, wait, stop. And I saw her, and her vibe met my vibe. That's the best way that I can explain it to you. And the sisterhood blossomed from there. The partnership blossomed from there. I consider her definitely my mentor. She is above me in this particular industry, and she has lots of knowledge. And I look to her, for answers and for different processes as well. And we get to bounce things off one another. So it's not just the mentor-mentee relationship, but also a sisterhood, which I truly appreciate. And because we know that we are both very educated, opinionated, loving, and strong women, I think that we both take good care with how we approach one another, when we key into one another, the words that we use with one another, so that we're always in syncopation, so that we're always in that comfort zone with one another, not familiarity, which is something else, but in that comfort zone, so that we, speak well with one another and can get things done and assist, each other as she allows me to assist her, and she definitely assists me.
Okay, great. And Sherelle, how about you? How is the partnership working for you in this field that you're both working in financial literacy? How is it working for you as a partnership?
Well, first of all, you have to have like-minded people with you to help each other grow. I'm big on energy, and I'm big on going in the same direction. So our momentum is amazing. And we have to have the same goals. And in this industry, it's network marketing. It's not one person doing all the work. It's multiple people doing work together. And so it's never making money off of each other. It's never that. It's making income with one another so that we can better our finances together for our families. Changing the trajectory of our families' finances is important. Mm-hmm. So that's the type of people that I look for to partner with. No, I don't partner with everybody. And I feel good that I'm at a place in my life and in my business where I can say maybe this is not a good fit right now.
Right.
Right. Because mentally you have to be in a place where you understand this is a business and you have to operate it as a business. So, and going
correct.
Back to the mindset, there's a lot of people that want it yesterday and then still
mm-hmm.
asking, well, how long will it take, and still hadn't hit that button yet. So you got to have people that have some real fortitude that's willing to put in the work, just like if, you know, we're online, just like if you had a storefront. Everybody that walks in won't buy. But
right.
at least
mm-hmm.
you can educate them on something that's on the rack, on the shelf, and that's what we are, educators. They just so happen
right.
to be able to have it fund our lifestyle, our living, whether it's, you know, low or meager results or multimillionaire status. And we have people in our industry, in our company, that are at all levels. I'm a vice president in
mm-hmm.
the company, and I've reached some great
mm-hmm.
successes in this company. And so I strive to for people that want the same and greater, that I can help them get there. So we work extremely well together. We've met the day that we met. We had already known each other, had already formed the partnership, the sisterhood, and we just sat down and had dinner, you know, and it was great. It meshed well, it fit well, and it was really organic, and that's what I'm looking for. That's what I believe she was looking for as well.
Absolutely.
That's really good. That's really good. I mean, a lot that you just said is really very important. You know, we see a lot of companies that come to us and individuals that come to us, and I did some business consulting way back. And, you know, and you're right, if you're not like-minded, and I mean, when people understand when I say like-minded, it doesn't mean you have to believe in the same things, but it means that
mm-hmm.
the vision, you believe in the vision no matter what. You believe in the future, you believe in the vision of what you're doing together, and that's the thing that's important. And I always say, you know, when you come together, you know, you have to be okay. You know, maybe today you're not, you know, the vice president. Maybe today you're doing clerical work, okay? And really, when you're working a business, it's really like that, okay? You know, you
oh,
might
yeah.
have a day that you're actually doing technical work, you know? And I always joke with my mentor and say, you know, sometimes even with Vertical has grown, and sometimes I'll say, after I've talked to staff, and I'll just say, you know, I'm going to fire myself from that job because I don't do that job very well. And I'm just going to let you do this,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's a joke for us now, but, you know, you're right. It's you know, to be willing to work in a partnership is very you just have to have that laser focus. You have to have you have to believe in each other's ability to move that vision. And so both of you, this is really great. So tell me, what has been the biggest challenge you've had either in your life getting to this point or working actually with your company?
The biggest challenge for me, I would say, is helping people, getting people to understand the importance of it, of the financial literacy. Not
okay.
just on the aspect of just getting their credit restored, but more so on the entrepreneur side. Because we're,
okay.
our mindset as a whole is work a job, clock in, clock out, go to college,
mm-hmm.
graduate, get a job, pay for it. And many of us don't have the mindset of entrepreneurship. So many people would prefer to be told what to do. Take your break at 9:15, go to lunch at 11:30, come back no later than 12:30, and make 80 calls a day. Many
right.
people can actually work that way.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to them working their own business, it could be really challenging. And so
right.
a lot of network marketing is self-development. It's not
mm-hmm.
necessarily, you know, go out there and get rich right now. No, you have to
right.
develop.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
our communities are not willing as a whole. Now, there's many, many people that are. But our communities as a whole, the challenge for me, and I've been with the company for 4 years, I've seen a lot of people come with so many great goals, plans, and ideas. And then when someone
mm-hmm.
says no,
It reminds them of everything they couldn't do in the past. And so getting them to understand that you have to have forward movement. Don't worry about the past. Just connect, lock arms with your leaders and your mentors, and be okay with removing the negative self-talk and really pumping yourself up.
Right.
That's the biggest challenge for me.
Okay. All right. And how, and in that challenge, you know, because it's really interesting that you're saying that, because it is very true, is everyone is not an entrepreneur. Everybody is not a business owner. And I know people that do struggle with that. So now, coming through the pandemic, what were some of the things that you had to do to be able to get your company through this pandemic? I know that one of the things that I said in the beginning is that, look, this is a great opportunity to push yourself forward, to reevaluate who you are, your business, where it's going, and really come out with some really positive things. I know some companies that had not been online, they had not been doing, they had actually been doing classes, you know, workshops, and that's fine. But now they're online, and the beauty of it, the beauty of a couple of these classes I know about is that they're worldwide. They're in other countries. And it's been, and they've been able to open up to allow people from other countries to come and join them, which I think is really great. So for your company, what did the pandemic do for you that was a positive aspect for you to be able to move more and actually get the word out better?
I can tell you, during the pandemic, this was one of the best years in our company. Because people started to realize that they cannot rely on just one income. Or if they just wanted their credit, they could not rely on what they were doing because things changed. Credit requirements changed. Jobs were letting people go. They began to use their credit to eat, to go grocery shopping. And they started to wise up like, okay, I got to be better coming out of this pandemic than where I am right now. Our company started doing incentives. You know, if one person has bad credit, they know five people that have bad credit, too. That's just what it is.
Right.
It's math, right? I know even if it's mama, sister, brother, cousin, bestie, they know at least five people. So our company began an incentive program. So you start in your credit journey, and you go and tell five people that this is what you're doing. Let's all become financially literate and credit savvy together, and then the company gives them their next month free. So that helps them to not only get started on their journey, but also pull some people with them and then get their services free. And then it's not maxed out. Everybody go tell five more people, and before you know it, you got a family of people with great credit. So now, even in the pandemic, they can go start a business. They can go buy a house. They can go do the things that they want. They're not dependent on credit. They're not dependent on using their credit card, I should say, because one of the things we teach them is not using no more than 30% of their credit line. All that boils down to understanding where you are. And so people really, really knew that it was time to wise up, and they started in this credit journey. And so our company realized that. So many incentives, not only for just our clients, but those people that partner with us to help other people. The incentives are great. They give us six different ways that we get paid. We're able to always make income because just like an average millionaire says they need seven sources of income, our company has six. And then when you get to a certain level, you have even more that you unlock. So the pandemic wised a lot of people up, scared some people, but the vast majority, it really, really was one of the best years in my career with the company.
Okay, okay. So what does it take to become a successful businesswoman? And I will say that I know that, you know, everybody has their own ideal of success. I know, and I know that some individuals say, well, you have to go to school to learn your craft, and I believe for some things that's true, but I know many women that have come through this program that some went to school, but some even going to school and working in corporate America, they came out and just started something on their own. So what would you say it takes to become successful?
I'll
is that for Sherelle or for Kimberly?
I'll say.
Okay.
Is that for either of us?
Either one of you.
Okay, well, I'll start with that one. I would say that what it takes to become successful, again, is that mindset. You know, in everything that we do, that we touch, feel, utilize, started as someone's idea. And that idea that they had got them laughed at, talked about, ignored. You know, it may have taken them several tries to get business funding, whether it was grant or a loan, you know, but you have to have the mindset that you have a purpose here. You weren't given that particular idea for it to just fade into nothingness, and be faithful about moving that item, that service forward. Don't let mm-hmm. anyone stop you, you know, which goes back to that mindset. So you've got to really know that even if you're lacking a little bit somewhere, if you have this idea that's really bigger than you, you didn't give it to yourself. So there's purpose with it. Don't be afraid mm-hmm. to move forward in your purpose. Don't be afraid to exercise your faith. Don't be afraid to ask one more time. You know, one of the things that we do in our industry is coach people to go for the no's. You know, every time you open your mouth, and if anyone is anything like me, you want a yes. I don't like no. But I've learned mm-hmm. to love no, because no gets mm-hmm. me closer to my yes. So
right.
just because I present something doesn't mean that someone's going to go for it, and it's okay if they don't. And I'm not going to mm-hmm. yell, scream. I'm not going to pout. I'm not going to try to strong arm anyone. You know, you can say no. Thank you very much. And I'm going to still take that internally as maybe you're just not ready now. I'll come back.
Right.
If you leave the door open, I'll come back. You know, but mm-hmm. now I'm going to move forward to my yes. I'm not going to stay here and try to convince you. I've got to get to my yes. So that for me as a businesswoman, and this is not the only thing that I do, but I love it, and again, it is my passion, that has kept me going. When I've heard no, when I've heard, mm-hmm. oh, who does she think she is? When I've heard, well, you can't do that. When I've heard anything, you know, well, you living in the South and you're, and I can get into all of the kind of things that we encounter as women of color in the South, I've heard just about all of it, I'm sure. You know,
mm-hmm.
I did not let any of that stop me. Why? Because I have a goal to bring forth that thing that I know is bigger than me, which means I didn't give it to myself, which means I have a responsibility to develop it to the best of my ability and get it out there so that it serves others. Because, and again, back to the ministerial part, an idea comes through me to others. So I get to enjoy, maybe benefit, be blessed by it, but it's not given to me to stop with me. It's given to me to put it in this earth to benefit and serve someone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely. And I can add to that.
Right.
One of the things for me is know your why, because your why is going to push you to get out of bed. It's going to push you
mm-hmm.
to do the things that you may not feel like doing, but you know you have to. Your why might be just like my why is my four-year-old grandboy. That's my
uh-huh.
heart and my soul, and I refuse mm-hmm. to have him struggle the way when my kids were four. I didn't
right.
have a lot,
mm-hmm.
so I couldn't give them
mm-hmm.
a lot. So he's my why. My children are all grown. They're in their 20s and 30s, and I feel like I got a do-over now because I know better. And so
right.
my why is always in the forefront of my mind. So every time someone partners with us, I want to know what your why is. And then I dissect that thing so good that at the end of you telling me why your why is your why, they're crying. And I said,
mm-hmm.
that energy. Because as long as you know exactly why you are doing what you're doing, not a no on this earth is going to make you stop.
Wow. Very good. Very good. Knowing your why. So I'll just ask you, Kimberly, a McKinsey Global Institute study found that advancing women's equality could add $12 trillion to the global economy by 2025. And so in the best case scenario, that number could jump to $28 trillion, and the impact is roughly equivalent to the size of the combined Chinese and U.S. economies today. So tell me, what is your hope for your future in this business?
I'll tell you what, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. My hope, my desire, my intention in this business is to bring on, educate, enlighten, encourage as many people as I can to grab hold of financial literacy and the benefit that it brings, not to just the individual, but to families and then to neighborhoods, whole communities, to cities, and that kind of spread. One of the things that I listened to earlier today that they're talking about is how there's so much more joblessness among women than men from the pandemic, and how we're working together now behind the scenes to employ women or re-employ women or, you know, give them that entrepreneurial opportunity to get them back on their feet, to have them do better and feel better about themselves and provide again for their families, remember their why, and bring their dreams to fruition. And that is really my passion, you know, and like we said before, you know, cash is cute. We say cash is king, credit is power. Credit is power. Mm-hmm. Credit is the key. Credit will take you from being able to exhale to then not just operating in one business, but flourishing in another, because you learn leverage, because you learn other things that you can do with your time, with your expertise, with the credit that you have, with the money that you have, you know, whatever comes about for you. And so that's my goal. That's my hope. Okay. That's my desire, to really bring that, to develop as many millionaires as I can. You know, the company has a retirement plan. I don't ever plan on retiring.
Okay.
I just don't. I enjoy it too much. I just don't. Now, I'm going to receive the benefits that we have, because we have our benefits tied up in a particular way for retirement as well. But the company has allowed, at least thus far, for those who have gone before me to not retire and to continue working and still bringing, you know, that good news, that hope to other families. And that's my goal.
What about you, Sherelle?
My goal is to see everybody that desires better, greater for their families, to be able to get paid what they're worth, and to be able to have the access that they desire. My goal is to have them to receive all those things. And my part would be to walk alongside of them to see it through. I know that there's a lot of people that bring their past into their current situations. And so a part of my gift is to help people to understand that they are not their past. However, everything in their past has shaped them. And so I show people how to build upon that. And in doing so, they see who they really are and who they're really purposed to be. So again, my goal is to not only help them financially and in their credit, but to help them to be much better people, women, men, parents, entrepreneurs, business people, and to be able to really just get what you want to get. Let's just make it plain and simple. Do you, and I'm going to walk alongside of you to help you get that done. It starts with them, goal-oriented, mindset, ready to go, and I'm all in. I will be all in. And so my goal is to just see people get exactly what they want.
Fantastic. So as we wind down to the end of our program, I have to say that both of you are just two dynamic women. I've enjoyed listening to some of your tidbits and wisdom, and I hope a lot of our listeners have too. So tell us how individuals can contact you, and we will also be putting this in Vertical Life magazine and in our new hard copy magazine called The Signature Woman. So, but we want to hear what our fans are on the radio right now. What are you looking for in a contact? And how can they contact you?
Sure. So I'm Sherelle Anderson on Facebook. I am Sherelle _ on Instagram. My website is SherelleAnderson.com. And just let me know that you heard us on this amazing radio show, and I'll get you all the answers that you're looking for, and as well as direct you right back to my partner, Kimberly, so that I can assist her in getting you to the place that you want to be. I'm working with Kimberly, and I want to see her extremely successful. So I'm working as a team with her to do that. Also, just a real quick, so people understand, this may not be your final goal, but it's definitely the vehicle to get you there. So you can also reach me on Instagram under Amazing Culture, LLC. It's AHMAZING Culture, LLC, on Instagram and AmazingCulture.com, because now I'm actually walking into my purpose.
Okay. All right.
Because
and Kimberly?
That is awesome. And thank you so much. And yes, definitely thank you for allowing us to speak and to share with you and your listeners. I am truly, truly blessed. I am Kimberly Green, also known as Kim Possible, PhD. So, and I'm working on the PhD, so I'm getting there. But I'm going to speak those things that aren't as though they were, so it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that is Kim Possible, PhD, and I'm Kim Possible, PhD on Instagram. And probably the best way otherwise to find me will be Kim Possible, PhD, Facebook, and then Linktree. If you go to Linktree, and it's L-I-N-K-T, I think it's P-R-E-E. I forget where the dot goes. Anyway, y'all, Linktree/Kim Possible PhD, and then you can find the very things that I do listed there as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you allowing us to be on your platform today. Thank you.
Well, you know, you're part of the Vertical family now, so anything new that's going on that we should know about to give it to our listening audience, just, you know, let me know. I would love it. And I know, Kimberly, you're part of Living Vertical group as well, aren't you?
I am from way back.
All right. So
yes,
definitely,
ma'am.
You know, you're welcome to share in that group. One of the things about the group, and I'm always having, every so often I try to post something, is when we started the group, we wanted to be able to share businesses, what we're doing, even, you know, recruiting individuals. And, you know, and so, you know, I'm just letting you know the door is open. If you have anything you want to share on the group, hey, just share it. All right.
Thank you so
and,
much. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. It's really, you know, we've tried to do the share the business. You know, if you see a business on here, please share it with your other fans. And it works a little bit, but still, you know, we have a huge listening audience now. And so definitely share it on there. Whatever you share, I'll share it out to even our social media that's farther out than that as well.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate that, and I will surely share.
Well, thank you for being on our program today. Thank you for being two very remarkable, outstanding women. I love what you're doing. I love your wisdom. I love your whole purpose and passion behind it. It's really great. So I hope to continue to have a relationship with you on what you're doing. And anything that we can help you promote on Vertical Magazine, and on, I will be introducing you to Signature Magazine. It's our new hard copy, and Signature is basically a magazine that is for women over 40. It's a magazine that
awesome.
Talks about, you know, women over 40. It deals with our issues. And it's a very positive thing, but I want something that just said, we don't have to follow the trends, we make our own trends. And that's what the signature is. So I hope to, one time I hope to have either, you know, one of you, both of you, to do an article with me on that magazine. So I look forward to that
I'd
as well.
I would love to.
Yes,
indeed.
I would absolutely love that.
Oh,
thank
great.
You.
Great,
yes, indeed.
Great. So, as we go out, is there any last words you'd like to give to our audience, Sherelle and Kimberly?
It's not a time for us to, yes, it's not a time for us to retreat. The pandemic has done what it's done, and I just believe that whenever it's all said and done, when all of it is over, we're back to wearing our makeup and no mask, that we should also look good in our finances. I think that if we could really understand that there's much greater ahead of us and pull somebody else, come along with someone else, and just all do things in the same direction, the momentum would be so amazing. And so I am truly one that believes in being amazing. And so I would love to come back. I would love to speak more on that subject, because I know that so many people need encouragement during this time, but definitely don't fall back. It's time to really go get out there, get in front of the people that matter, and get in front of the people that need us. And so I'm excited about it. You know, we're halfway through the year, and there's a lot of great people out here that's really willing and ready to help somebody else come above
Fantastic.
Where they've been. So, again, thank you.
Great, great, great. And Kimberly?
That is awesome. Yes, ma'am. What I want to encourage everyone to do is to take a deep breath, relax a little bit, and think forward. What I love about vertical is up. Go ahead and reach up. Think up. Don't be afraid to stretch again. Don't be afraid to reach for your dreams. Don't be afraid to want those desires to come forth. It's okay. You know, reach up. We talk about leveling up all of the time, but we don't always give instructions on how to do that. Well, you have a bit of instruction here. One of the ways to get there is to get your credit together, to gain some financial literacy. That will help you get up. So don't be afraid. Don't shrink back like Sherelle. You know, reach out to us. We're here to help you. We're here to assist you do that. You know, maybe you just need some sisterhood. Maybe you need great conversation. Maybe you need a brief talk about why this works. We're here to do that for you. So be sure to take a deep breath and don't be afraid to reach out.
Great. Awesome advice. Well, you've been listening to Women on the Rise with our guests, Kimberly Green and Sherelle Anderson. And I hope that if you're looking for information on financial literacy, that these are the two ladies that you need to contact. And as we said, we'll be putting more of the information out for you. Also, I want you to remember that as for Women on the Rise, contact us if you have a story that you'd like to tell about what you're doing as a woman pursuing her passion and her purpose. Next week, I'd love for you to come back and visit us, because we'll be introducing another lady from Atlanta, and you gotta come. She actually is the owner of Southern Pro Staffing Agency, and a lot of us are looking for staff, whether it's virtual or otherwise, so join us next Wednesday. And again, thank you, Kimberly, and thank you, Sherelle, for being on our program today. I appreciate you, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you to our faithful listeners. This has been Living Vertical Radio, and you have been listening to our host, C. Steen Duckworth. Stay tuned to our next program. Interested in getting your business in front of a worldwide audience? Contact info@verticalmediagroup.com. That's info@vertical with a K mediagroup.com for details. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.